Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today this is going to be a very special show because we're going to be talking about music power, and I have a fabulous guest, Skip Martin, who is with us. He is world renowned for his playing, and oh my goodness, we've just got so many wonderful things to share with you. You got just a little bit of a taste from that wonderful piece called I Give My Heart, and that is from one of his CDs called Miles High. I want to welcome to my show, Skip Martin.
Thank you. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Skip, I have not had the opportunity, and I know I will sometime in the near future, to meet you face-to-face, but I met your beautiful wife. And
thank you.
She said, my husband has this wonderful, wonderful talent. And she said, would you listen to a CD? I said, absolutely. And I love music. I love jazz. And I love horn playing. And you just are a master at this. I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You travel around the world. You have played with, you know, leading bands. You can give us more details on that, but you were a former lead vocalist for Kool & the Gang, a lead vocalist for the Daz Band, which won a Grammy Award for the song Let It Whip. You've been a Grammy winner, Mobo winner, platinum and gold CDs, R&B Song of the Year. You have had 6 top 100 albums, 2 top 100 singles. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. You've been influenced by people like Sammy Davis Jr., Miles Davis,
yeah,
Donny Hathaway. You have just had this incredible, incredible career. And
you
just are a master with a horn. Tell us a little bit about how you develop this wonderful passion that comes out through your music, through the arrangements, the instrumentation, with so many other talented people. How did this path open up for you?
Well, my parents were analytical, both, and creative. They were teachers, educators, and both of them had musical ability. My dad played sax. My mom was a gospel singer. And so it gave me a kind of a foundation listening to some of the quality of music that they would listen to. They were like black hippies in the day because, you know, we'd have parties every other weekend and all the teachers would be crashed out at the house. You know, the faculty is crashed out after partying on Saturday night. And, you know, I'm listening to all this stuff from Grateful Dead to Miles Davis to Cal Jader to, you name it. It was just, I got a lot. Jimmy Smith, Jack McDuff, Groove Holmes, Tim Witherspoon. I had so many guys that I listened to as I came up, you know, in music.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That helped me to start my path on what I wanted to do. And I think early in my career, one day we were driving in the car and I heard Nat King Cole, and he was singing not unforgettable. He was singing "The Very Thought of You."
Oh, my goodness, that song is awesome.
It was just such a great song. I never will forget it. But as we were driving in the car, and I was 8 or 9 years old, and I'm hearing this man in our speakers like he was in the car with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at that point in time, I said, you know what? I said, that's what I want. I want people to hear me later on after I'm gone and listen to me like I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of went on a path, and my gifts started opening up and flowering, and I kind of decided, or it had chosen me at an early age. I just said, well, it's going to happen. I just don't know when, but it is, so let me just enjoy the trip. And
well,
just went through the journey of what it took.
I want to play a piece. We're going to play track 7 called You Are My Starship on
yeah.
the Mile High CD. The tonalities in that piece are just wonderful. We're going to listen to this for just a moment again.
Okay.
My guest today is
Thanks.
Skip Martin, Mile High CD. We're going to listen to about a minute of this ethereal sound, You Are My Starship.
Yes.
It brings so many different ingredients into this.
I don't deliberate, I just lead it.
That's what you do. You just. What was it like when you're playing? I'm listening to this right now, and you feel like you are in an outer space type of feel. It's ethereal, it has these tonalities that are a little bit sharp, yet there's this smoothness, and you've got that horn coming in, and it's just blending like silk.
Well, thank
you. When you're
you
in
so
studio
much.
Doing this, how do you know how to choose the people that you're going to work with? When you're in studio, there has to be that sense of flow. Do you do a lot of rehearsing before you go in?
No.
What is it?
It's the God force. You know, the people that I play with at this stage in time of life are prolific enough to demonstrate their souls on their instruments. So I don't worry about rehearsing it. I just do an execution of a performance. That was something that was done probably on a first take. And we
wow.
don't even go back and redo it. We may, you know, I may add things to a certain area or what have you, or maybe I'll take it 2 times and I'll take the best takes from each one and I'll be done with it. Because what it is at this point in time is, yeah, we could get better, we could become more prolific and all that, yada, yada. But really, there's nothing better than the God force.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than what the Creator tells you to do. So instead of, I just give into that fact and let it be, and that's what comes out.
I have noticed with anyone when they're doing jazz or any kind of music that they really feel that they can make their instruments talk. That's the only way I know how to say it. And it literally talks to your very essence. And to me, that's what the magic of real music is all about. And jazz has such a wonderful carpeting of tones that just seem to roll up and wrap around a person. And when all of the people participating are involved in that same kind of God rhythm, as you call it, it just is an amazing magic. And there's no way that you can package that other than doing just what you've said.
Yeah, you know, and what I try to do, yes, to package it, if I were going to package it, this is what I do more often than not. I record.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity I get, I record it. Because every time we do it, if we don't think about it, we just bleed it, it becomes a God-force thing, so you might as well get it, because you're not going to duplicate it.
That's the truth.
And that's just what we do.
That is
just make sure I record it.
Now, I wanted to play another one, and this is track 13 on the same CD, Miles High, and it's called Careless Whisper. And this one has a wonderful arrangement of vocals on it. And what I like about your CDs is that you have an eclectic mix. They don't all sound the same. So many times musicians, if they're not really understanding that they need to have some kind of diversity in their music, they'll have a repetitious da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, I'm being rather flippant in the description, but I think you know what I'm saying. There's just not the difference. There's not the variance that they need so that someone says, gee, I want to know what the next piece is. Or, gee, oh, it's going to sound just like the other one because the last four have sounded this way.
Right.
And I think that that is what makes your CDs such a delight to listen to, because you go from something that might have more of a drum opening that's got a certain rhythm, and then your next one might be smooth and silky, and another one is going to be sort of wistful. And let's do Careless Whisper, because it has a whole different feel. We're going to play about a minute of that. Again, my guest is Skip Martin here. Let's go for it.
Great.
Careless Whisper and the beat. Ooh, it gets you all involved. You're just sort of led into it. And there's this flow and this sensuality that comes out with Careless Whisper. Now, I wanted to ask you, Skip, with your music here, is this all original composition by you? Is this something that you have adapted certain tones and certain pieces of music from other people's compositions? What have you done here?
I have done my own, and I have done remakes of other people's compositions. That was from George Michael's and Wham! On Careless Whisper. And I just did my own take on it. There are a lot of classic songs that I really like, and I think any performance or any piece, if you do it or redo it, you should make it your own. You shouldn't do it just like it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I try to do. I try to add my own personality to songs like that I've been inspired by, and that was one of them. But I do my own songs as well, like the song Win on my Formal Dining CD and many others. I just like to do music.
Well, now, Skip, I want to ask you a question. I know that you travel all over the world. You have played and have known just some of the best in the business. When you're working today, are you working more independently? Are you still doing your world performances? And where's your next trip if you are?
I do. I do a number of configurations. I have a jazz group called the Class Factory, and I go out and I play that. And a lot of great musicians, Tom Schumann from Spyro Gyra. We do a lot of stuff together. And then I go out and play with my legend groups. I'm in two different legend groups. One legend group is the legend that we call it the Masters of Funk. It's the Daz Band, Bar Cave, Confunction, Sugarfoots, Ohio Players, and Slave. We play as one band, and we call it the Masters of Funk. And we play every dance song, funk song that you dance to coming up listening to bands It's a whole era of that music. And then I'm also have some friends, and we work together, and we call it RPM, or we call it Rock and Pop Masters. This is when I'm out with a guy like Alex Ledgerwood from Santana and Jimmy Jamerson from Survivor and Mickey Thomas from Starship and Bobby Kimball from Toto. And we go out and we play in configuration with, as one band, and everybody gets a little bit of something from that era as well. That's a blessing. And I record all the time. I write songs and created a learning method. I'm writing a book. I got two books that are coming out. So I try to stay busy at this point
well,
in time.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're going to be slowing down anytime soon, which I totally empathize with. And I think that that's one of the gifts that music gives someone. There is that, what else can I put together? It just feeds the creative soul. And when you can so many talented, talented people. Let me ask you a question. Let's go back a little bit. What in your memory is your absolute, what you'd consider your most horrific, worst experience in the musical environment? And what would you say to this date has been your most exciting, dynamic, and unbelievable challenge and opportunity that just came into your life and you never in a million years would have thought it would have happened?
You know, wow. Well, on one end of the spectrum, one of the saddest days was having to deal with domestic issues and a breakup of a family that I'm trying to keep going in the midst of my career and traveling and so forth and so on, something that meant very much to me and put me through a lot of mental and heartfelt anguish that I never, you know, this all plays into the life of the being. It's not necessarily a part of the music, but you know, you realize that your family are the ones that sacrifice, your immediate family are the ones that sacrifice the most. They're the ones that love you the most, but they're the ones that get the chance to see you the least. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. And so that was probably one of the hardest times, going through those changes and the details of it, just going through the hard times that anybody ever would go through. And 50% of people out there in America know what I'm talking about. So then the some of the best times, one of the biggest times, was really playing this concert format. I mean, I was blessed to win a Grammy Award. That was a great time, great blessing, great event, great night, so forth and so on. But I think one of the biggest nights of my career was playing with this group that we call Masters of Funk now, but originally when we started it, we called it United We Funk. And we had the Daz Band, the Barkays, Confunction, Sugarfoot's Ohio Play, we had SOS Band, another group called SOS Band, and a guy named Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. And all of these people that I played with, these guys, everybody, every one of them had like just a throng of top 10 funky dance classic songs. And we dressed out in zoot suits and Federos and spats and the chains, and the lead singers became the horn sections, and the rhythm, we, you know, had about 15 people on stage, a full rhythm section, orchestra. It was just incredible. And every song was just fun, fun, fun. The way it goes on Love Train, whip it, baby, whip it right, you know. Outstanding. All of the greatest songs of dancing were all being played by the original singers, plus a mega band behind them. We called it United We Funk. That was one of the biggest. And, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm writing a book called Fables of a Paid Piper, and it's got stories that I've experienced. And one of the biggest coup de grace in my life was playing. I got a chance to sing lead vocals for two major groups, the Daz Band, which we won the Grammy with, and for Kool & the Gang for approximately about 20 years, from 87 to 2007. And one year, 2001, I was playing with both Daz Band and Kool & the Gang simultaneously for about 10 years. And one night, just so happened, it was New Year's Eve, main stage, Fremont Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, about 300,000 people. And the Daz Band was opening for Kool & the Gang. And I was tiptoeing from one dressing room to another. And after I did my first show with the Daz Band, opening the show, the guys from Kool & the Gang brought me in and they said, okay, now, you just sang the lead vocals for this whole show before this. We can't let you go out and sing the whole lead, you know, so can you just play trumpet and sing background tonight? We'll get one of the other guys to sing. I'm like, okay, same money. They said, yep, same money. I said, fine, thank you. And went on and tiptoed into my dressing room and changed into Kool & the Gang outfit. And that was just a monumental high point, I think.
Incredible, incredible. We're going to take a break and listen to his second CD called Formal Dining. This is track number 2. It's called When. And we'll listen to this and hear some more of this fabulous, fabulous musicians' arrangements and some wonderful music.
Together, if not now, then tell me when. Can we fix it? We've got the change tomorrow. Step on the pain and sorrow. What's with the hate and greed? We've already got what we need to make things right. Stop disrespecting women. Praise all the life they've given.
Come together, change forever. Just after hearing your personal story, it makes me wonder, were these lyrics yours and were they influenced by your own life experience?
The lyrics came out of the sky. My buddy told me, Tom Schumann, he said, I've got this track I want you to hear, and he had a bunch of music in the track, and I asked him, I said, well, what's the name of the track? He says, I don't know, I said, this is about the time, or the time is now, or something. I'm like, okay. And I listened to it, and I said, well, how about when? I didn't look for it. It was just one of those, when you open up that channel, he tells you what to say. And I just let go and don't think and just let the music tell me, what is it saying? And I'm like, about the time. How about when? If not now, then when? And he says, man, get the paper and write it down. And so I started, so I just started writing, and one line just came after another. It didn't even, like, I had to deliberate, you know, we've got to come together. If not now, then tell me when. You know, can we fix it? You know, we got to change tomorrow. Stop all the pain and sorrow. When? And then it just, I'm like, once I did that, I'm like, oh, my God. I said, what's with the hate and greed? We've already got what we need to make things right. You know, stop disrespecting women. Praise all the life they've given. When? If not now, then when? And it just came. And I just wrote the hook and sang it, and we were done with it. I wrote the song in 10 minutes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Wrote the song in 10 minutes, literally.
Amazing. We've got one other piece that we're going to play before we close out, Skip. It's just absolutely wonderful having you here, so we're going to chat a little bit afterwards. But our next is track 8 called Round Midnight. It's part of the same CD, Formal Dining. We're going to listen to that for just a moment.
Thank you.
Boy, I'll tell you, Skip, that piece of music, it makes me think of Casablanca. It has that feel, but the control you have with the horn and the tonalities of the horn just absolutely are amazing. Now, Skip, you've had 29 albums that you're putting out. My goodness, you've got two books. And by the way, you better send me those books so that I can have you on again. But I absolutely love how the people that you work with, whether they play the guitar, the drums, the flow of your instrumentation is just so wonderful. And dependent on the piece, sometimes your toes just can't stay still, and before you know it, you're doing a tap dance on the floor with your feet. But there's others, it's just like it's romantic music, and you're flowing, and the sensuality, and it's just fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
It really is good.
Thank you.
So for any of you listening, you know, the holidays are coming up, and if you have someone that loves good music, you need to know about Skip Martin CDs. One, Miles High. The other one, Formal Dining. He's got buku others. Skip, where do people go to find out more about your music? I know you've got all kinds of things happening. I don't know how you keep up with all
of
them.
You can go to skipmartinmusic.com. You can look me up on iTunes under Skip Martin Music and see videos and songs and go to CD Baby and iTunes and download some of my music.
Wow.
You know, 99 cents a song.
Can't beat that.
Enjoy some music, you know?
That is marvelous. But I'll tell you what, if you're going to be having long holiday drives, you want to be sure that you get the whole kit and caboodle. So
yes.
Get the CDs. Get however you're going to get them. I don't care. They are just wonderful. And what you're going to find is that it's just great. And gals, I'll give you a tip. If you have to do any house cleaning, trust me, put this on. Get to know the fast music and just go about doing what you need to do. You'll get it. Skip, this has been a delight, and your wife, I'm so glad I had the chance to meet her the last time.
I'm so glad I had a chance to meet you. You sound so lovely.
Well, I know we'll have the opportunity to be face to face one day, and I just say keep on playing and keep on doing what you're doing, because it adds light to the world that we really need, and music touches the heart and the spirit in ways that, well, I don't think many people really realize until they're really listening to what is being done. And I think it's great. Skip Martin.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Skip. It's been wonderful.
Thank
you. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go away. More good things to come.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Thank you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Well, I want you to know that I've got another of Skip's pieces towards the end of the show that we're going to be playing. This is The Most Gracious Man, and it's just wonderful to hear music like that. I don't know about you, but sometimes some of the music that I hear people playing, it's enough to give you a headache. Let's say a migraine on a level of 1 to 10, it's a 15. And you go, how can somebody listen to something like that? Well, when I listened to Skip's music, the first time I heard it, I thought, oh my goodness. Ooh, this I gotta hear more of. And it's just absolutely, absolutely invigorating. It's just really good music. So I hope that you'll take him up on his invitation to download some of his music. But go to skipmartinmusic.com. And you'll find out everything that you need to know. Well, our phone lines are open, and if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, hey, I'm here to do it. 888-815-9756. All I need is your first name or your initial, and I will then tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anybody or anything that you desire. And I'm going to be giving you some information about some things later on, but the first thing I want to do is to thank one of our listeners, Pat, who is out of Connecticut, and she listens to the show regularly, and she heard me mention earlier in the week that I had watched a cooking show done by Paula Deen, and that Paula had mentioned a recipe for a particular cake. Well, bless her heart. You know, she sent it to me. She found it and she sent it to me. And it's so good because I didn't have time to be it on the computer to do my searching that I wanted to do. So I'm going to be sharing this absolutely awesome cinnamon rippy sweet potato cake. Excuse me, I mispronounced it. I misread what I had in front of me. It's a cinnamon ripple sweet potato cake. I'm here to tell you this is something that when you serve it, you better, if you're going to have a crowd, you better have two of these. Not just one, but two, because they're going to be going back for seconds. Really good stuff. So get that pad of paper and pen ready, and I'll be sharing that with you as well. Well, are y'all ready for Thanksgiving? My goodness. Here in the Pacific Northwest, people have just been trying to get out, but our weather has been so crazy. We've had two intense Arctic storms that have come through. Our temperatures have gone all the way down to 15 degrees above zero, which for us is really, really rare. And to have one storm come in right after the other, and we still have some white on the ground. But fortunately, they say a few more snow flurries, and that's going to be it. Tomorrow will be all gone because it's getting all the way up to a toasty 40 degrees. Woo! We're going to be really out in our bathing suits tomorrow after what we've gone through. Not likely, but anyway. I wanted to let you know who's going to be coming on. Tomorrow, we're going to have a Best of Donna. And I know that you are going to be having a fabulous time with your family. But if you have a chance to tune into the show, you're going to be getting some wonderful recipes that Leo Pearlstein, a guest that I had on last week, we're going to be sharing the program with you again. He's wonderful. And do you know, and I'm going to be sharing this story with you too, Leo Pearlstein had a significant impact on a specific ritual that is done today at the White House. Ah, you're going to have to listen to find out the rest of that story. Now, on Friday, we are going to be talking with Mike Berra. This is a book called The Choice. This is a phenomenal publication. It is unlike any other interview that I have done relative to quantum physics, to the Mayan calendar and the relationship there, and what could be happening in 2012. Does it have you intrigued? Let me tell you. I finished reviewing the book. It really is a fascinating piece of material. And then we're going to be talking next Monday about a new wrinkle. Mm-hmm. Eric Shapiro is going to be my guest. It's a new way of thinking. And then we're going to be traveling via radio waves to Gilligan Island. Gilligan, Maynard, and me. And Maynard is going to be unable to attend. He passed away 5 years ago, but his beautiful wife is going to be with us. So we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. I hope you'll take the time to be with us because we always are delighted. If you should miss the show, remember we have the archives, and you can always go into those archives and listen to them at your leisure. So there we go. Okay, I told you I had a recipe. Now, by the way, if you want to call me today, you can do that. 888-815-9756. Cinnamon Ripple Sweet Potato Cake. And thanks to Pat in Connecticut. And Pat, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. This saved me so much time of having to search on the internet. This is what you're going to need. You're going to need 1 cup. That's the equivalent of 2 sticks of butter. And you want it softened. And you can use butter to grease your pan, or you can just use a nonstick cooking spray, which I prefer to do, but that's okay. However you want to do it. You want to make sure that your pan that you're baking in is well greased regardless. You're going to need 1/2 cup of firmly packed brown sugar. 1/2 cup of firmly packed brown sugar. Dark, light, doesn't make any difference. Your darker brown sugar has more of a molasses taste to it. So it's your taste preference that you would use here. 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. If you do not like pecans, use walnuts. I do not recommend almonds. Macadamia nuts might give a different taste, but almonds are too light in flavor. You need to have a nut that's going to have more texture to it. So 1/2 cup of pecans or walnuts, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 cups of sugar, 3 large eggs, and they need to be at room temperature, by the way, 3 large eggs, 12 ounces of sour cream. And in this dish, please use the regular. Don't go for the non-fat. Use the real stuff. With this recipe, who cares about calories? They don't exist anyway. 1 cup of mashed cooked sweet potato. 1 cup of mashed cooked sweet potato. You can buy sweet potatoes already canned and mash them up yourself. If you really want to take a shortcut, you don't have to cook a mashed potato or a sweet potato yourself and mash it. So 1 cup of mashed cooked sweet potato, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of salt, teaspoon each of baking powder, ground cinnamon, and salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg. Now, this is also going to have a rum glaze to it. I told you this is good. Woo, it's wonderful. Okay, so let's take care of the cake first because the glaze will be put on it when it's cool. You don't want to glaze it when it's hot. The glaze will just run all over the place and end up in a big pool. So what you want to do, you want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you want to butter and flour a 12-cup bundt pan. This makes a good-sized cake. So that's a 12-cup bundt pan. Now, this is what you need to do. In a small bowl, you're going to need to put your brown sugar, your pecans, your cinnamon, mix it up quickly with a fork, put it to the side. In a large bowl, you want to combine your cup of butter and sugar, and you want to beat it at medium speed with an electric mixer until it's really, really creamy. And I'll give you a little tip. If you happen to have, it's not necessary, but if you happen to have extra fine sugar, it whips even better. But that's not a big deal one way or the other. It's just a little Donna tip there. Beat in your eggs after you've beaten your butter and sugar until it's really nice and creamy and light. You want to beat in your eggs one at a time, and you want to be sure that you beat each egg well into that butter-sugar mixture. Then, after you've added your eggs, then you want to stir in. You don't beat it in. You stir it in. The sour cream, your sweet potatoes, and your vanilla. So, I would say if you're going to use a mixer, use it on slow. Just be very gentle with it. You want to just stir it in. You don't want to whip it real hard. Then in another bowl, you want to have your flour, your baking powder, your rest of your cinnamon, your salt, and nutmeg. And I think I mentioned to you you needed a quarter of a teaspoon of nutmeg. If I didn't mention it, I want to tell you now. Your nutmeg is only a quarter of a teaspoon. And then you've got all of that, your dry ingredients mixed together. And then you want to gradually add it to your butter mixture that you have in the big bowl. And you want to stir it up really well. Now, this is what is important when you're fixing this cake. You're only going to take half of the batter and pour it into the prepared pan. Then the sugar mixture with the pecans and the cinnamon, you then put that right on top of your cake batter. Make sure, just lightly press it in. You want to make sure it's evenly distributed. And then you take the rest of your batter and spoon it out evenly over your pecans, your walnuts, whatever you're using, your sugar mixture. And you want to make sure that your cake batter that you put over it covers all of that very nicely and well. Then you're going to put it in your oven, which has been preheated to 350 degrees, and you want to put it in your oven and you want to bake it for about an hour. And then test it with a cake tester. And I like to use those long brown wooden sticks like you use when you're barbecuing pieces of meat or chicken. You soak them in water when you're doing that, but you don't have to do that. I use it as a cake tester because they're nice and long, and I don't have to worry about burning my hands. But do that. Test your cake. Make sure that it's done. It'll take about an hour. And then if it is, you remove the cake from the oven and let it cool. And it's going to take a while for it to cool down. Once it's cooled, then you're going to want to put a rum glaze over it. And this is the glaze. This is so easy. You're going to need 2 cups of confectionery sugar, 1/2 cup of heavy whipping cream, 3/4 teaspoon of rum extract. I'd use the real stuff myself. And then you can use pecans for garnish. All you have to do is whisk those ingredients together until they're smooth. And then over your cooled, thoroughly cooled cake, you just let it drip over, and it is beautiful. And garnish it with your pecans. If you fix it the day before, the flavor of the rum frosting will mingle ever so nicely with your sweet potato cake. I tell you, it's a winner. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Thanksgiving, yes, the big T is going to be tomorrow, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be sure you take time to relax and enjoy the fellowship that usually comes with Thanksgiving. I know that it's so tough sometimes when, especially if you're going to be the hostess or the host of a group of people, you get so stressed out. And I think sometimes if you can keep things a little bit simple, it's great. And if you need help, ask for it. Boy, I can remember the years when I would go and I'd make holiday dinners and I'd do everything and I would just be so stressed because I wanted everything super perfect. Well, let me share with you one of my Thanksgiving events that I went to. I was a guest in someone else's home. And this is when I was in my 20s, and I loved to bake then. You know how I enjoy sharing recipes with you. Well, I do enjoy cooking a great deal, but baking has always been a favorite hobby. And I found I had a knack for it when I was 17, 18 years of age. So typically, I was always trying different experiments, and I'd share recipes with people, and they'd give me their little tips. And you know how that goes. It's just so much fun. Well, I had found this pound cake recipe that was absolutely wonderful, and it went into a tube pan. The cake was so big and was so dense and was so absolutely delicious, you could serve 30 people because you just have thin slices with this pound cake. Well, someone said, don't ever try out a new recipe without making sure you test it first yourself. Don't ever take something brand new to somebody's house if you're going to be a guest and you're bringing part of whatever is going to be on the menu. Make sure you test it first. That's what I did. Well, this pound cake, I think, took something like a dozen eggs. It was filled with walnuts. I mean, it was to die for. And I think it baked for like an hour and a half. And this thing weighed a good 7 pounds by the time it came out of the oven. Well, I can remember putting this recipe together, following the instructions, and I was so thrilled. It came out just as good as I imagined it was going to be. However, I had an experience that really made me aware that as human beings, we can have things happen to us that we never planned for. Thanksgiving came around this one year, and I was invited to my very best friend's home, and they were going to have something like 20, 25 people sitting around the dining table. In fact, the house, or the little duplex that they lived in, was the whole living room just had to be literally, all the furnishings had to be put to the side because the table was going to totally, a couple of tables were totally filling the living room area. So all of us were seated around there, and I had been asked, because I was known for my baking finesse, and everybody that was coming to the dinner knew how good I was as a baker. Well, this was marvelous, and I was so honored they wanted me to bring my super colossal pound cake. So I did. I went and I got all the ingredients, and I can remember baking it, watching the timer, testing it. Oh, I was just so proud, and it looked so gorgeous. Well, at the end of the meal, Emma, who was the hostess, she had baked up her usual array of all kinds of pies, whether it was apple, strawberry, pumpkin. I mean, every pie you could ever imagine Emma would have, because this was the time of the year that she just really got into a baking frenzy herself. But she said Donna's brought her special pound cake. So everybody's already stuffed from the turkey and the dressing, and the pound cake was brought out. It just looked gorgeous. Emma gets out her knife. She goes and she cuts it, and all of a sudden, it collapses. Yes, it just collapsed. And I looked at it, and horror of horrors, somehow, even when I had tested that cake, it had not cooked in the middle. Well, a lesson in graciousness was given to me by Emma, because she said, oh, and her son, Richard, he took the knife, he said, I'll serve. And do you know what they did? They cut out all the cake that was cooked, passed it out. Everybody loved it. And this area right in the middle, it was like someone had just zoned out that special center section. None of that was eaten. But the rest of it was, and it was absolutely delicious. Presentation was fine, but it really is an experience when your cake, when it's cut, goes, boom, collapses because the center isn't cooked. that was a very memorable Thanksgiving to me. And I can remember just beating myself up over that. But do you know, it was a fun memory because it was something where people said, this is so delicious. This is absolutely great. Ah, don't even worry about that part. Everybody just took the moment. We had a big laugh over it. Of course, I wasn't laughing too hard. But the other people were really having a good time with it. And Richard just took that knife and was whacking away. Sometimes things happen when you try to do your very best. I have a friend that she went to serve Thanksgiving dinner and found that her oven had stopped working and it hadn't baked the turkey. So they didn't have turkey on Thanksgiving. They had a lot of other stuff. But it was just something. And everyone that attended her meal, not unlike the group of the memorable Thanksgiving dinner that I had, they just said, hey, this is Thanksgiving. This is a time to be together. This is a time to share and to enjoy. And that's really what it's all about. It's wonderful to take your best things, and sometimes you put out your best silver and you want everything just perfect. But you know what? A lot of fun memories are made by unexpected happenings. And what is just absolutely terrific is when someone turns around, as they did to me with my collapsed pound cake, say, I want the recipe because this is absolutely delicious, even though it didn't turn out perfectly. What we had was absolutely phenomenal. This is what makes life and living really fun. It makes you realize that it's the sharing with people, the interacting with people, the dynamics of storytelling, all of this makes the holidays so very, very special. And you know, when people talk about the pilgrims and Thanksgiving, the pilgrims had a few Thanksgivings, quote unquote, according to our time frame, where they were starving to death. They didn't have very much of anything going on because they hadn't learned how to be self-sufficient in this new land that they had moved into. When finally, I think it was their third year, they were able to bring together a crop, then they could celebrate. And that's what it's all about. We've got a lot of things going on in the world today that are not especially exciting or wonderful. We turn on the news and we just moan and groan. We hear about bombs being dropped, people being shot, all kinds of things that go on. But we must remember to keep our minds and our lives focused in a way and manner that empowers us, doesn't disempower us. So on this Thanksgiving, be aware of your blessings. Take out a piece of paper, write them down. If you have kids coming to a party, ask them to write down what they're grateful for. Think about it. It's something that you can do that can really make a difference. And somebody had an idea about topping a table with memories. If you have a plain white tablecloth and some indelible fabric markers, before your meal begins, ask everyone to write down what they're most thankful for and date the messages. Wouldn't that be a great tradition? Every year you could add a new signature. Something to think about. This is Donna Sebo. Wherever you are, whatever you do, wherever you're going, God bless, enjoy, have a fabulous time, and don't forget to come back and say hello on Friday because we're going to be talking about The Choice with Mike Barra. Look forward to having you join me. This is Donna Sebo. Be safe. Talk with you on Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Bye for now.
Looking out across the nighttime, city winks a sleepless eye. Her voice shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Why tell them that it's too late. Does she do me that way? Reaching out to touch a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl. She knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why, why? Does he do me that way? If they say why, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why, why? Does she do me that way? Does she do me that way? Does she do me that way?